unforgivable to smile. Welcome, everyone, to North Carolina again. It's wonderful to be back. I'm not so sure it's wonderful with the heat they always save for me when I come, but it's wonderful to be here. Brother Jeff here, who has looked after us amazingly every year we have come here, would like to just address everyone to start. So I'm just going to call Jeff up.
I just want to welcome you on behalf of Caraway and on behalf of our staff. We're glad to have you. I mean, we're glad to have a lot of different groups here, but this group's special to us, and we appreciate you being here. There's a camaraderie. There's a certain kindred spirit in what we believe and what we do. And you know, not all the groups that come here are that way. I mean, most of them are. We serve the entire nonprofit spectrum, though, and some of those are civil groups and educational groups and those kind of things. So when we are able to minister to a group who are here with the same purpose that we have, same worldview that we have, it's exciting and it's a privilege and it's an honor. And we appreciate you being here. And we just trust that, you know, God will do great things here for you. And our staff is praying for you. I want you to know that. And we're glad you're here. I do want to go over a couple things. We think we're ready for you. But you never know. If something is malfunctioning or something goes wrong or you just need something or you just wonder if you need something and if we might have it, just let us know. Let a staff member know. We certainly want to serve you and do whatever we can to make your time here as distraction-free. You know, that's really what we're aiming for, that you can focus on why you're here. And so that's what we want to do. I do want to mention a couple things. In the afternoon, you have some time on your schedule for some recreation, and I just want to mention a few of those things so that that runs a little more smoothly again, doesn't frustrate you, and any time you're frustrated, whether it's because it's too hot or too cold or the food's too hot or too cold or whatever, those are distractions. So our job here really is to take those away from you, those distractions. So if we could just give you a little bit of information. Most of the schedule, the posted recreation schedule, has been posted at a few different places. I don't know, you may have seen it as you came in. There's some hiking. You can hike on your own. There are maps at the office. You can pick one of those up. Or we can do some scheduled hiking. A lot of people have hiked in the past about 6 o'clock in the morning. I won't be there. I have before, but, you know, just getting older and nursing a couple, injury kind of things. So this is not a year for me to do those kinds of things. But someone would be there for you if you want to. I think officially Sherry would love to start hiking on Tuesday with you. So that would not be tomorrow morning, but there's other hiking. You can do hiking on your own anytime you want. But about 6 o'clock in the morning the rest of the week, she'd be happy to take you on a hike about 45 minutes to an hour. That equates to a few miles. So if you want to do that, you'd probably just meet in this first lobby where you come in, and she'd be there at 6 in the morning, and you'd do a little hike in the morning. Some of the other recreation needs to have some sign-up sheets. And so when you sign up, there are a couple things you need to know. We'll have those posted before breakfast. Some of those have some age requirements on them, so please take note of that. Also, they have some number participation limits. We can only have so many people, so when the lines are full, it means you cannot sign up for that. Now, if we have to redo a recreation that because some people didn't get to sign up, just voice that around, let that get to me, and we can schedule it another session for another time. If you look at the whole schedule, you notice there are some things that are scheduled twice during the week, but every day that will be posted for you to sign up, and that will be on those tables in that first lobby also. Also, when you're signing up, remember that you cannot be at two places at the same time. So don't sign up for everything that's at the same time. It's not going to work. That'll tear you apart to try to do that. If you are signing up for something, that means that there probably is a starting time for it, and you need to be there at the start. It means there's some training that has to be involved for you to do that. You can't just wander in at the middle of the high ropes course kind of thing and start crawling all over the high ropes course. You need some training on what to do at the proper time to switch from one line to another when you're 45 feet up in the air walking on a little log across the sky or something. So you need some instruction. So be there at the beginning so everyone can get the instruction on that. During that recreation time, the pool and the lake will be open. And that recreation time, the pool and the lake will be open from 2 until 3:15 every day. And they're both open at the same time. So you can go to either or. Or you can go to one for a while and then run over to the other one at that time. And that's every day except for Thursday. There's a change in time for the pool on Thursday. It's a little later in the day on Thursday. Just check the schedule. Also, the pool is open for water aerobics from 1 to 2. There's no lifeguards in place for that time. So stay in the kiddie pool area. No, not really quite that bad. But just be conscious that there's no lifeguards at that time. Also, we ask that you not take the bath towels that are in your rooms to the pool or to the lake. I trust that you got that notice. I think it went out in a couple of the newsletters to bring your own beach towels for those kinds of activities, and we'd appreciate that. The towels in your bedrooms will be traded out every day. You'll have service that'll bring you fresh towels every day. If you do not need those, you can hang them up in your room neatly, and we'll know that you're planning on letting them just dry out a little bit and use them again. Also, if you put a privacy note on the outside of your door, our housekeepers will not go in. So be aware of that. You'd say, well, I didn't get towels today. Well, someone hung a privacy note out there. You will not get those towels changed out on that day. Also want to mention, we had some water out here for you as you came in. Water bottles were out in the back lobby. But we will not be providing water bottles per se, but right near the elevator and then on the other side of the lobby, there are some drinking fountains there. We ask that you can use those. And if you have a water bottle, if you brought your own water bottle, to refill that would be best. If you don't, we have some fairly inexpensive water bottles in the gift shop that you could get. But that would save a lot on going through, you know, one-use little 5-ounce cups and then throw them away. And you know that we'll have to bring a truckload of cups if we do it that way. So if you can help us out with that, it's appreciated. We do want you to be safe, and I do want you to realize that you are in an outdoor environment. There are 1,100 acres here, crawling with all kinds of exciting moving things. So use some common sense. I will tell you that the more perfume you wear, the more the bees think you're a flower. At night, the heat heats up stones, rocks, walkways, roads, and some of the reptiles like to lay out on that and get the last of the heat before it's, you know, as it gets dark. So at night, if you're going to go up the outside around there, carry a flashlight with you. If you did not bring one, there is one in your bedroom. So you can use that. We just want you to be safe on all those things. Believe I've covered everything I need to. I think when you're with the recreation, it should state on the sign-up sheets where you're to meet to go to that recreation. If you already know how to get to those, you can just go straight to it because they probably won't wait real long for you on that. If you don't mind, I would like to just thank God that you're here and just have a word of prayer with you, if that would be all right with you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the safety you've given in travels here. We thank you for the purpose for this gathering, Lord. We ask that you would speak to hearts, that you would strengthen, encourage, guide, give guidance and direction, whatever the needs might be, Lord. We just pray that we'd surrender to your Spirit and that you would direct what you would be wanting to do in our lives. Lord, we pray that the distractions would be put aside. The distractions not only here, but that's been left behind. That truly we can give you honor and glory during this time. And we pray in Jesus' name and for the sake of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Jeff and his staff have been wonderful for those of us who have been privileged to be here every year. So don't be afraid. Don't interrupt them in their jobs. But if you see them sitting around, go up and thank them. Introduce yourself. They're all just, all the young people in the dining hall are wonderful. So make them all feel like they're loved by us, just like they're loved by their boss. Right, Jeff? Anyways. I'd ask Brother PJ if you'd come up with me. We're going to bring a prayer request before you this evening. Talk about habit with this morning, right? This is a prayer request from the High Point Assembly. Charlie and Janice Cox. Charlie has just returned from rehabilitation and he's home now. And I think many of you might have seen this on Global already. And so he's really in need of our prayers that speedy recovery, no pain, and give the glory to God for everything that he does for Charlie. And that bring and uphold their family and the assembly as they work with Charlie and Janice. I'm going to have Brother PJ take it to the Lord, please.
A loving Heavenly Father, Lord, we as a body come together in unity asking for our brother Charlie. Lord, Father, you know his condition, so Lord.
Amen.
Lord God, we together pray for him now to restore him, Lord, fully.
Amen.
His health, oh Lord, we pray. Father, bless him, Lord, and take care of him, Lord, we pray. Remember Janice also, O Lord. Bless their family, O Lord, we pray, that they will be a great blessing to the church, Lord. Bless them, Lord. We as a church, together, commit them into your hands, O Lord. Again, Lord, you bless them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to have communion service this evening. Many of you have traveled some distance to get here. So I'm just going to turn over the communion service to the brothers who said they would take the service, please. And the deacons can come up and help as well, please.
Bread and we bless it in the name of Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that you have provided a way for us to come to you no matter what situation might be and just put it at the cross and walk away and it's gone behind us, never to be remembered again. God, we just look to you tonight that we can reflect upon our walk and turn over to you anything that may be a stumbling block. In Jesus' name, amen. anyone been missed, not served? And let us eat together, brethren. Praise God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we consider it a great privilege as your family, part of your family, Lord, to partake in this a sacrifice that was made for all mankind, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for cleansing us, Lord, from all unrighteousness. We thank you for all the promises you have made to us, Lord. And one of them being there's life in this cup. And Lord, as we partake tonight, we pray for that life, a more abundant life, Lord, may it be. Lord, that we might be able to walk hand in hand when we leave this place. Father, take all disobedience out of our hearts, Lord. Lord, change our attitude if our attitude needs changing, Lord. Lord, just be with us, Lord, this week, and be with us as we partake of the blood of our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the life that is in it. We bless it in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you continue, Lord, to pour out your life to us, Lord, even as we partake and pour out our lives to other those that are around us. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
yes, it may seem strange to have a Canadian welcome everybody to North Carolina. But you're all welcome. How many people here are here for the first time? Could you stand? Not to embarrass you, but everyone take a look. That's who you've got to shake hands, introduce yourself to, and give them a big hug throughout the week. It's been on my heart for quite some time, and I've asked myself a couple of questions. And one of them is, of course, when I come to camp, why do I come? Okay, you can ask the same question. When you go to church on Sunday, why do you go? I'm not even going to ask you to put up your hands, or I just want you to think about that. Many times, I think we come because we're expecting something from the Lord. Correct? And we are. We expect to have His presence with us and to rejoice in Him, etc. But sometimes we come so burdened down because of circumstances in our life that it's a little hard sometimes to just sort of enter fully in. I've had a scripture on my mind for some time now. It's in 2 Chronicles 20, for those of you who want to read, turn to it. This is the story of King Jehoshaphat. King Jehoshaphat, it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and them with them, other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. How many people here are beginning to think that things are just ganging up? You think you get one thing solved and the next one comes along. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, "There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria, and behold, they be in da-da-da place and here da-da-da." So Jehoshaphat is made aware of this great army that has risen up against them. How many people here are unaware of the things that you face every day? I think we're all pretty aware of the challenges and the fears that we face day to day. And some of them, in some way or another, can seem insurmountable. Jehoshaphat, it says in the third verse, "And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord." Is that the first place we go? I don't want you to raise your hands, or, you know, I just want you to think about that. I will tell you it's difficult to get up here and minister on something like this because I'm probably the weakest one in this particular trait. I'm a pretty self-determined and stubborn old guy now. But Jehoshaphat feared, and then he sought the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah, and Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. As I was reading on this is not going to take long. This is not a three-hour sermon, trust me. As I was studying this, I thought of myself is that when these things gather against us, camp is that one time where we can gather as the body in unity, physically. I know that by the Spirit, that High Point is right next door to Stratford. And I know that Nebraska is right next door to Ontario. We know that by the Spirit. But here Jehoshaphat called the people of Judah because this was serious. This was a great fear in the land of Judah. And I think Jehoshaphat reacted like you and I would do. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, and quote, "O Lord God our Father, art not thou God in heaven?" Now, you can read that two ways, but the way I interpreted that, well, not interpreted, but took it to heart when I first read that is, well, I know you're God, but there's a question mark there. You know, he knew it, but he needed to ask. And I think we're like that too. And rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none might be able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave us it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever? Notice the question marks in there? So everybody who's reading, there are question marks after every one of those statements. They were truths, but we couldn't, he was struggling to realize they were truths. He needed to call upon the Lord to assure himself that they were the truth. He knew it, but he wasn't quite sure. Now, once again, don't raise your hands, but I know someone who suffers from that personally. There are times when things just arise and you say, how can I get here? Think of Job. How can I get to that point? And they dwell therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before the house and in thy presence and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Has God not promised so many promises that we can stand on? And Jehoshaphat was going through this process of getting to the point where his heart was to the point where he could believe this to be true. He stood in the court in the presence of the Lord and called upon his name. And this to me was sort of the funny part, and those of you who know me, I seem to find humor where I shouldn't, but I do. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and the Mount Seir, of whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come and cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given to us to inherit. What's funny about that is he recognized that it was his inheritance and that God had given it to him, and somehow we believe that some enemy against us can take it away from us. That was never his intention. And I know that we spoke a little bit about this in Stratford, but he knows the beginning from the end. He knew the reason why they had to go around Moabite, the Moabites and the Ammonites at the time. And there's a whole history there that you can get into. But the promise was always there. The promise has never changed. And the promises that he gives to us are no different. So, our God, will you judge him? Will you make my problems go away? I'm personalizing this a lot because when I read this, it was a personal issue that I was looking at. Will you make my problem go away? Is the problem already gone? Yes or no? It's gone if he promised it that he was going to fulfill it. The problem is it may not be today. But in the case of Jehoshaphat, he was a little luckier than some of my problems have been in my life. And he says, for we have no might against this great company, and cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. After all that questioning, after all that beginning to try and understand, you know, all the circumstances he found the nation in, they had to get to the point where they knew it was not in their own strength. He got to that point here where he says, this is too great for me. It is not too great for you. But our eyes look to thee for what you will do for your people. That's what we should be doing. And all, and I like the word all there because that stands for unity. There wasn't part. All Judah stood before the Lord and their little ones, their wives and their children. We are all here today, families for this camp. We are in unity for the moving of His Spirit. And we are calling upon His name. We're seeking His heart. Then upon, and excuse me, I'm just going to skip by, one of the prophets of the tribe of Levi spoke and said, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation, and he said, hearken ye all of Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. I don't think we've been told anything different, in my lifetime anyway, in this move of the Spirit, that this battle's mine. I have to put on the armor of God and all those things that we've been taught, but he knows the beginning from the end, and he knows what he is trying to accomplish in yours and my life. And what we tend to do is, like Jehoshaphat, we've heard it, but the question marks always come up at the end. Is everybody sort of getting my point? God, you've been good to me all these years, but you did this, and this happened, and this happened, and you made us not go, you know, not destroy them back way back in time. I remember one of the brethren ministering once that the devil has been healed, has been crushed, but why is he still hanging around? So we question that. Like, why do I have to still deal with this problem if it's already been conquered? Jehoshaphat had the same question. In a different context maybe, but similar. Tomorrow, go ye down against them, behold. And I like the word behold here for those of my young people who are in the room. That word behold to me was a landmark. You are going to see. That's what behold means. Go down tomorrow and behold. It is a reality what I'm going to show you tomorrow. This is not something you've read in a book. This is not something that you've heard a prophet say. I am going to act and you are going to behold it. It says, behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Promise. I put in brackets after that. That's a promise. The Lord will go before us. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites and the children of the, excuse me, the Kohathites and of the children of Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. Okay, this is the first time that this scripture applies to me. I got that loud voice. So now, I'm going to sort of paint a little bit of a picture for you. This multitude is ganged up against them. That's put fear into all of Judah. They've been prophesied to. They've been told that this is the Lord of the battle. And now they got to go to sleep. How comfortable was that night's sleep? I'm now going to tell you to take one of your problems that the Lord's told you that he'll look after you. This whole New Testament is full of promises, and that night's sleep departs from you because we look at the enemy that is gathered around us. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. We will not be established unless we believe what he says. It's not that simple, but it's that simple. We will be established because he has promised that he would do certain things, and those things are truths that we will enter into. And here he says, believe in the Lord God that you will be established. Believe the prophets, and I put in brackets in the New Testament sense, believe the promises of Christ. believe the promise of Christ, so shall ye prosper. So now they're getting ready to go out to battle. And Jehoshaphat's done the cheerleading. And this is what has been on my heart for quite a while now. And when he had consulted or counseled with the people, he appointed the singers unto the Lord, that thou shalt praise, praise the beauty and holiness as they went out before the army. So they were about to enter into a battle where the singers were going to go forth before the army. Now, that makes sense. In the natural, we look at so many ways that we can find a solution to our problems in our own thinking. But here, Jehoshaphat believed in the promise of the Lord, and he said, let's send the singers forth. And why did he send the singers forth first? Because they were going to sing the praises of the Lord, because the battle was won before they ever saw the result of the battle being won. Jehoshaphat had insight. I don't know by how or by what, but he had insight of knowing. He believed after all of that doubt and all of that fear, he believed in what God had promised his people. I'm saying to you tonight, I am hoping that we can stand at the first service of this camp believing those things we've been told. Now, I'm not quite old enough for this, but we've been told for 70 years that the body of Christ will be in unity. Can we believe in that? Can we sing praises to that? Are we going to figure out how to do it? No. We will not figure it out. We must yield and believe and trust in the Lord that what he has promised, he is capable of fulfilling. And I don't have to send my army out first. I'm going to send the singers out first. And that's what I would like to do tonight. Other than what this might have been, there will be no message tonight. I would like to call the instrument players up to the front, please. I have had a privilege of working with the young people in Indiana, and I was explaining this earlier, that I have sat, okay, you musicians, don't be afraid. Like, I don't bite. There better be more than one of you. Thank you. A couple of times in Indiana, we have had the young people, after a service, they will get around the piano and they'll sing to curfew because they're happy in the Lord. And Jehoshaphat here was happy that the battle was won by the Lord. He didn't have to fight it. And he got to the point, somehow, he conquered his fears and he says, I'm going to sing praises to the Lord, so I'm going to send the singers up front. The Lord is going to know that we are going to give praises to him for defeating this enemy. And I hope that as you go through this week, that as we have sent the singers forth first, that we are giving praises to him because we are trusting in him that he will fulfill what he has promised. We are not going to sit here in doubt this week. We are not going to sit here in fear this week. We are not going to carry the burden of the battle this week. We are going to turn that over to the Lord because he has promised for so many years that the victory is in him. The victory is not in any of our strength, not in any of our understanding, not in anything that we say or do. But he has asked us, in this particular case, I'm asking you, he's asked us, trust in me. And Jehoshaphat didn't say, put the singers first, and they're going to sing the praises of the Lord. And I think as we enter into this week of camp that we can do that. Now I'm going to call who here has the gift of singing that has been prophesied over them? If you could possibly come up as well. For those of you who saw North Battleford camp, they did this, I believe, on Wednesday. I'm gonna maybe do a little bit of a confession here. So often I think the singers, and the congregation too at times when we enter into singing, we believe that, well, I can sing these two or three songs, And then there's got to be time for the preacher to preach. Well, tonight I'm going to be very quiet in about 2 minutes. We want to turn we want to do like Jehoshaphat and send the singers out first. Now, are the singers going to sing in their own strength? No, by the leading of the Spirit. There, we have praises to the Lord for all the things that He has done and He's promised to do. Now, you guys are like, you guys, it's your service now. And there's two things that I want you to do. Well, I have one song I would like you to sing, so I'm going to stick my nose in a little bit, okay? But I want you to enter in, and the congregation too, and I would like you all to stand when we sing this first song, but don't feel like you have to do the endurance race tonight. You can sit down whenever you get tired. But I want you to enter into the spirit of the ministry of singing, the way that Jehoshaphat asked his singers to go before the army. You are going before this camp to sing the praises of Him for the great things He has done and the great promises that He is well able to fulfill. So I would like us all to stand and sing, "This is the Time I Must Sing," page 133. And anybody who doesn't have a book is welcome to mine. And I'll put two or three of you, just gather around here while I get out of the way. One other thing I'd just like to say first is you can't be afraid of each other. Because you're talking about. Yeah, there we go. And honor ministry. Thank you.
I have won the victory. Oh, I have heard your prayers, and I have come to answer thee. Oh, I have won the victory. I have won the victory. I have won the victory. I have heard thy praises, Lord. I have heard thy praises high. I have heard thy groanings, and thy tears have washed away. For I am come to give you life. I have come to give you victory. Oh, believe me, oh, trust me, and I shall bring it to pass. Fear not the enemy. Oh, fear not the enemy. Oh, fear not the enemy. For I have conquered them all. Only sing the praises to me. Only sing the praises to me. Only sing, oh, sing the praises to me.
That song that I have placed in thine heart is a song of praise and victory to me. When you sing to me, I do sing with thee. When you sing through me, I will show my love and presence to thee. Open the heart in that time, in the night time when you pray, the song that I will give thee will set your heart aflame. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Oh, sing of his glory all day long. thy song will be received in my throne, and I will be with thee the whole day long. Hallelujah.
His people hear his word as he speaks to them, and they yield to him. Oh, what glory when the people move at my command, says the Lord. What glory! The enemy is defeated. What glory! When my people move at my command, and the enemy, his works are brought to nothing. Therefore, walk in my ways, listen to my voice, and I will see you through. You shall be more than conquerors. Therefore, listen to my voice, and I will carry you. I will carry you. It does not depend on you. Only yield yourself to me.
Amen. I want to give a word of encouragement to those that are preparing to sing. You don't have to have a message. All you have to is a song in your heart. You just sing up what God has given you. I felt that unction of victory, and that's all I had. And if you have a word, just begin to sing that word, and God will fill in the melody. I just want, don't think you have to have a long dissertation, but just yield to the Lord. Whatever he, just let it flow. Let it flow. And you have that song. I see you, the Spirit of God is moving on you. Just prepare your hearts and just go in faith.
Every day. He will conquer, and yea, it is done, for yea is thy burdens all gone this day. Oh, yea is thy cares all gone away. I have conquered the fears. I have conquered your worries. Leave them there. Oh, just leave them.
the victory is yours. The glory is the Lord's. I have gone before thee, you follow after me. I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way you do not know, thus I'm the way. You look to me, for I shall lead thee to higher ground. I'll take you if you'd only trust in me. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. The battle is not yours. I am the conqueror. Put your trust and lay your burdens down. Let me lift you up and set you on the path of life, and you shall enter into the fullness of your God. Hallelujah.
All strife ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So arm yourselves with the word of God and with more spiritual language, and reach out
hath called his people to rejoice. Ye march on, ye march on. The pathway is declared, and lit before thee. Ye sing on, ye sing on the victory. A victor strong is sung before thee. A victor song is sung to thee. Ye let thy feet walk that path that's set before thee, and sing the song of victory.
after listening to some of the camp meetings, and particularly a message that Brother Luff gave, a song came to mind, and this song is about 20 years old, but that God gave me, and I sang it to Susan and to David here over the phone, and Dave said, that sounds exactly like the message.
In Canada.
The message in Canada. So we thought, well, we'd bring it along and see if the Lord led that way and opened the door for it. But it mentions seven stumbling blocks for going through the Lord's door. But there's more stumbling blocks than that. I could mention some that I struggle with. Self-condemnation is one. And there's many stumbling blocks, but the Holy Spirit brings to our mind the things that He wants us to just kind of set to the side. And we aren't capable of doing it ourselves. We have to ask Him to help us do it. And that's what this song is about. Lord, if I have bitterness or anger, if I feel offended, slighted, stepped on, or ignored, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot get through that narrow door. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden, please help me through that door. If I have been worshiping an idol, if power, pleasure, money, or success exhilarate, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot get through that narrow gate. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden, please help me through that door. If my flesh is weak and I am slipping, if my sinful nature tries to draw and captivate, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot get through that narrow gate. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden, please help me through that door. Lord, if I love my interpretation, if I have theologies that I hold dear today, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot get through that narrow way. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden, please help me through that door. Lord, if I am seeking great attainment, if I've sent myself to fight a battle in your war, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot get through that narrow door. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden, please help me through that door. Lord, if I am arrogant and haughty, if I felt contempt that I am better than the rest,
Please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I cannot go through that final test. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden. Please help me through that door. Lord, if I am comfortable in Zion, if I am not pressing toward the mark with all my might, please now lift this burden from my shoulders. If I keep it, I may miss the fullness of your light. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden. Please help me through that door. Lord, I desire your kingdom. I need you so much more. More than all my burden. Please help me through that
door. This song I had written some years ago. I sang it in our church at Charlotte for the young people. But it's for everyone. We're all young people. So it's Shine Your Light Upon Me. Gentle pleading, cast your burdens on the Lord, and you will see His leading. Help us, Lord, to understand each path is best to take. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Shine, 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 so all the world may see. Give us grace and love each day that help us on our homeward way. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Storms beat hard upon us. leading us through darkest night when we can't find our way. Guide our footsteps, hear our cry, and help us each and every day. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Shine, 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 so all the world may see. Give us grace and love each day that help us on our homeward way. Shine, 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 yes, shine your light upon me. Bless everyone, and I hope God's light does shine on us every day, and I know it does. My husband and I almost had a terrible accident on the way to the camp, and I know God's light was shining on us and his guardian angel. We could have been killed. Praise God. Amen. That his help has been with us.
You can be seated for just a second. You can't go yet. As I was thinking of up here as everyone was singing and entering in, I was thinking what the people of Jerusalem and Judah were listening to as the singers would go forward and as they would go farther and farther away from them. And I was thinking, this is just me being maybe a little bit weird, but there's a song that we've often sung. I want to rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And you know what? I've always thought about that song. When does it end? But that's what I thought. That's what I was thinking about tonight. I said, you know, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And as the singers would march in front and they get out of sight, that's all you would hear is rejoice, rejoice, rejoice again. And you just didn't want to come to an end. So, if I can be so bold, normally you dismiss a service with a prayer or whatever, but I would like us to stand and sing that song until you're out the door. If you want to stop singing, then you can leave. But as long as, you know what I'm saying? Let's not let that song come to an end in our hearts tonight. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Rejoice in the Lord always. Then again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah.